What it is, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. Anyways, it's your audible booth thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. And over here, we got your audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin, a.k.a. Wesley Roberts. So, man, how you been doing today, man? You having a good week so far?
Actually, I am. It's only Tuesday while we're recording this. And I'm feeling all right. Last week I was feeling like shit though. Last week I basically didn't exist. I was rebuilding myself like somebody with a healing factor, and I just got hit by a train.
Yes, that definitely occurred. I witnessed it. He wasn't looking too great. Mm-hmm. He wasn't looking too great.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? You okay? How you feeling?
You know, it's one of those weeks where like I'm trying to pretend everything's good, but inside I just want to scream.
Ah, one of those weeks. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Get, bitch.
Ah, okay, that's what you're trying to do? Okay. No, not yet.
Gotta hide the toilet paper from the cat. She likes to chew on it, and before you know, we ain't got nothing to wipe our asses with.
Uh-huh, yeah, right?
Damn.
Got cats alive on my ass.
Yeah, right?
And not in the fun way.
No, ooh, well, there's a fun way to that?
What?
Now, one thing did happen this week that was kind of cool is that I went to a car cemetery. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, that did happen. Yeah, this man literally, I'm gonna say single-handedly, because you did, single-handedly took out a window from a car, a back window car on the driver's side. On the driver's side. And he removed, like, the innards of the car. And then, like, took out the glass, and then he was, like, using tools and doing shit. And then he came home, changed his window. Like, it was like, oh, like, he's been born building cars. It was so weird. It was so weird. It was like watching a little psychopath just rip apart, like, a vehicle. And then I'm just glad it was a vehicle, not a person, honestly.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did take anatomy. Didn't you take anatomy?
I did. Yeah. I took that in high school. Because you had an option for Clayton County Schools, mm-hmm. or at least for Mount Zion. So you had to, it was either anatomy or chemistry. And I was like, oh, chemistry's boring. Yeah. I don't feel like making bombs. What the fuck? Mm. I wanted to learn about bodies. And I really enjoyed it, except it kind of fucked me on the Georgia high school graduation test.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were no anatomy questions. It was all fucking chemistry questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did ask some of the interns from The Big Show. For new listeners, I am one of the producers for The Burt Show. Anyways, it is a morning radio show based out of Atlanta on Q99.7 FM. So
plug.
Plug. Yo, check us out. Anyways, I asked the interns, because they do have interns that come in every semester, and I asked them, those who were, you know, from who went to high school in Georgia, if they still have the high school graduation test, and a lot of them said, no, that's not a thing anymore.
High school graduation test?
Yeah, the Georgia high school graduation
test. That's no longer a thing.
That's what I'm hearing.
Wow.
I don't know exactly when they stopped doing that, but it, from what I understand, they're not doing that anymore.
Then them kids got to be real dumb then. Like real, real dumb.
All right, guys. So make sure you subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast.
Please.
It is time for us to get to our POC excellence segment, which is, again, my favorite. If you are new, our POC excellence segment is going to be dealing and giving our flowers to people of color who have done amazing things. A lot of the things that they've done, we have not been able to see because the veil has been over our eyes when it comes to the excellence of the black people and other people of color. All right, so let's go ahead and get to it right here next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week and this time, I'm going to remember not to cover the camera with my phone.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm going to love this.
Shut up. So we are celebrating another young man, and this time I'm going to get through this segment without laughing for 20 minutes.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm going to. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see.
All right.
So we have, this is coming from World Star at World Star Instagram page, which is interesting that they are sharing wonderful things too. I didn't know that.
They tend to balance out the chaos with some innovation every now and then.
Since when? When did that start?
More recently.
Okay, I thought so. I was like, what? Don't make them sound like they're a reputable, like...
Oh, never that.
All right, so the thing that caught my attention here is it says, a 17-year-old from New Jersey scores a perfect 1600 on his SATs. That is dope. Honestly, I didn't even know what the perfect score was.
I thought they rated the 3200.
Mm-mm, it says perfect... SAT, 1600, it says here. I thought it was 1400, but here it says...
Yeah, it used to be 1600 like back in the day, and then they raised it up to 3200.
I guess they lowered it down again. Yeah. I don't know.
And then I guess they dropped it back down.
I don't remember it ever being that high.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Because they divided it up into two. English and science. Was it English and science? Or
you're
English
thinking
and
about
math?
Are you thinking about the ACTs?
Mm.
No, because that's like teens and 20s and shit.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know, bro. I think you're thinking about the Georgia high school graduation test. That's the one that was separated.
It was SATs.
Yeah,
because
you had to do math, you had to do the science, and you had to do, like, the history shit. SAT was everything all at once, Scantron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? Okay. Let's go on. It says here, during his 4 years at West Orange High School, I believe his name is pronounced Salih Negassi, balanced academics, athletics, and leadership. He played two sports, led as president of two clubs, and excelled in multiple advanced placement courses while pushing himself to new heights. All right. But his most remarkable achievement came recently when he joined an elite group of fewer than 1,000 students nationwide, those who earn a perfect score on the SAT.
Cool.
So it says this summer, the 17-year-old received the news that he had scored a flawless 1600, acing the test's math and reading sections. His accomplishments gained widespread recognition last month when he was named a candidate for the prestigious U.S. Presidential Scholars Program, which honors the nation's top high school seniors. For context, the average SAT score hovers around 1050, according to the College Board. And, oh, that's not good for me. I don't even think I made 1,000. I have test anxiety. Leave me alone. All right, so the organization... behind the exam is that's the College Board. Many students take the test multiple times in hopes of boosting their scores. Negassi, however, came astonishingly close to perfection on his first attempt, yet instead of settling, he set his sights even higher. So homeboy said, all right, nah, I missed two. We're doing this again. That is what's up, bro. Congratulations to him.
Congrats.
Here are your flowers, young man.
Yes, the highest regards to you, sir.
That's dope. Homeboy is really smart. Let me tell you something. I suck at tests. So even to this day, I get anxiety when it comes to having to be tested on something. It's like my mind goes blank. Even like when we started recording this video podcast, it took me a second to figure out what the fuck to do. Like I had never done this before. It was so weird. You change one thing or add something. I'm just like useless for like the first 15 minutes.
well, you know, that happens, man. You know, it's some people argue the whole test anxiety thing. And if being bad at taking tests is an actual thing, but you know, there's a lot of blocks can hit you in particular moments. Some people aren't good with when it comes to public speaking. Some people, you know, aren't good when it comes to certain physical requirements that are asked of them. And some people aren't good at taking tests. All right. I don't really see it as like a character flaw necessarily, or like something that's hindering a person from doing something, but you know, it just goes down to what you are and aren't good at.
Yeah. I suck at tests. When it's time for me to do something and it's important, I'm going to fuck up. I don't know what the fuck up is going to be, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. I try so hard. All right. Have you ever wondered what kind of things people have left behind in taxis or in ride shares?
All kinds of stuff, I imagine. I mean, just.
And if you haven't, well, that's just too damn bad, because we're going to talk about it today, right now, next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So there are a lot of things and ride shares and taxis that people have left behind. Things that I've never thought about. They actually have a lost and found. You can get your stuff back if you contact them. I don't know. I guess they mail it to you or something if that's a thing. I don't really know. But it is possible. You just have to really want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I leave something in the back of an Uber, obviously your first bet is, let me see if I can contact the driver. But usually that driver is going to ignore you. Once they've dropped you off, they're not taking your calls anymore. So good luck getting your shit back.
Most of the time, that's how that goes. Yeah.
Unless they're contacted from like Uber or Lyft directly, chances are they're not going to really give a shit. Matter of fact, they probably just got themselves a new hoodie. You shouldn't have left it.
Yeah. Yeah. Brand new book bag.
But these are some stranger things that have been left behind in ride shares and taxis. So one of them I thought was kind of interesting. How about a live pet turtle? That was left behind.
Oh, you abandoned that little turtle.
Live pet turtle.
Yes. Oh, that's how a Pixar movie starts right there.
that does sound like one, right?
Yeah.
We'll name it. Terry the turtle. Terry.
Terry.
Aw, Terry.
Adventures and shit.
Yeah, right. A jar of oysters.
Must have went bad.
And I mean, hopefully the rideshare driver found them before they started to go bad.
Yeah.
Especially if they're in like a random place like Arizona or some shit.
What's that smell?
It smells like dead pussy.
But like clammed up pussy. Like
ugh. Here's another one. I don't know if this is the same person left it behind or maybe if it's just the same car, but hot sauce.
Huh? This is all one car.
Probably. Hot sauce and a breathalyzer.
Isn't there like a little hack when it comes to tricking it when it comes to hot sauce or something like that?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I think there's something like that. I could be mistaken.
So we're going to have to get a breathalyzer on Amazon and figure out ways to trick it.
Yeah, no, let's not do that at all.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Let's not do that at all. At all.
Oh, my God. A gray tub of surgical implants was also left behind.
I'm sorry, what?
A gray tub of surgical implants. Someone left, I guess, they didn't say breast implants. I know you're probably thinking about a big jar of titty juice, but that's not what I'm talking.
No, I'm thinking
of
like.
It just says implants.
I'm thinking of like. Arms, like fake arms and legs and hands, like
I don't think people get like those appendages.
I'm thinking of amputee stuff for some reason.
Yeah.
Right now, that's what I'm thinking of.
Wow,
for no reason, really.
Yeah,
actually.
That's dark. See, I told y'all, go with tools. He knows anatomy. You just heard what happened. That was a callback from earlier. I'm just glad it was a car. My God. All right. A tray of meat pie.
A tray of meat pie?
A tray of meat pie.
That means more than one, right?
I guess it's like a big tray of like a big ass meat pie. Maybe it's like a rectangular cookie
tray.
Yeah,
it could be just one tray. Yeah. Tray. Okay, yeah.
That must have been like the UK because I don't know anybody that's making meat pies.
Or somewhere in the Midwest, maybe.
Yeah, oh, maybe the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Wisconsin or...
Mm-hmm. Idaho.
What's another one? Minnesota.
There we go. There
yeah.
We go. Yeah.
Don't you know. All right. Here is our last one here. Two containers with spiders in them.
Oh. I wonder what kind of spiders those were. It could have been regular ass spiders. They had to be.
I don't give a fuck what kind of spider
South American tarantula or something like that.
I don't care. It could be a box of daddy long legs. If that person ever contacted me, telling them, give me back my spiders, I'm going to sue them for everything that they have.
Oh, the spiders you were looking for? Oh, I'm sorry. Those are already on fire.
Yeah, no. Yeah, right.
Oh, you didn't want those on fire? Oh, then I don't even know what to tell you.
Why are you calling me?
I don't even.
Because when I find boxes of spiders in the backseat of my car, I'm setting it on fire.
And, you know, sympathy and empathy for the folks who are big spider people.
I don't understand
those
people.
Started seeing clips of like,
did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Clips of like people having pet spiders and
fam.
Really,
no, you're not gonna go past this. And did that cup just move by itself?
It did, but Bagheera did it.
Oh shit! I didn't. You know what's hilarious? I didn't even see her black ass sitting right there. I did not see her. All I saw was that cup move through like a peripheral shit. Wow. Yeah. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, you just saw me completely get distracted from what the fuck he was talking about. I'm sure my face was like, what? All right, what were you saying? Some of my spiders? I don't know.
Just folks having pets as well, spiders as pets, and how
that's like a TikTok trend too. Because I've seen them, and it's they call them cute, and they kiss them, and they like play with them,
and they're really small. And I get it,
I do not get it.
Oh, in the wild, you know, beyond the whole like, oh, there's a spider right next to the door, so I can just let it out, and you know what I'm saying? Everything's cool with the universe.
Nah.
Beyond that,
no. Nah.
Nah, you gotta.
Let me tell you something. If you have a pet spider, if you have a pet spider and I'm your friend and you invite me to your house, you need to let me know that you have a pet spider, because if I see that shit walking around, I'm gonna A-Town stomp it. All right, that is a early 2000 reference. I'm gonna fuck it up.
See,
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I would like to think most folks are pretty considerate when it comes to stuff like that. Like, oh, hey, before you come in, just know Sparky's walking around right now, and he tends to startle people from time to time. Just letting you know.
They're like, oh, Sparky, oh.
Yeah,
I want to see Sparky. That's a cute name. Where's Sparky?
Sparky. Oh, he's on the wall. Oh, I love when he's on the wall.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? No, I'm going to show you Sparky. Fuck that. You know, listen, have whatever pets you want, but just let me know before I enter your home. That way I can be like, nah, I'll FaceTime.
Put a leash on it.
Yeah, put a leash on your spider, bro. I don't have time for that. No, thank you.
Get your spider tagged. All right.
Let me know down below in the comment section. Do you have a pet spider? And if you do, please explain to me why.
Yeah, please elaborate.
I want to know why.
I don't want to say explain yourself, but further elaborate, please.
All right, guys. Next on the Professional and Silly Podcast, we have a bride that was furious. Furious!
Oh, was she killed at the altar by her ex-boyfriend and her gang of former assassins, and now she's put into a coma in which she has to awake from said coma and seek revenge on her ex-assassin friends and her ex-boyfriend / master?
You have described 86 movies.
Well, I was describing Kill Bill, but
I mean, but it's been done so many times. Jesus Christ.
I mean, yeah.
No, she's furious because no one ate her vegan food at her receptions. So guests actually found real food on their own. Coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
She would have been mad at me too.
All right, so I came across something not too long ago on Instagram, and I decided to look further into it. I am on the NewYorkPost.com website, New York Post, and we have a woman who literally was upset because she spent a lot of money on some vegan food at her reception and nobody fucking ate it, which I understand that. So let's go deeper into this. So here, this is coming from, again, New York Post. And the person who wrote this is Alex Mitchell. Okay, that's the writer's name. It says here, these salad haters deserved to be tossed. What a great way to start that. A humiliated bride was completely upstaged at her own wedding after a hungry guest snubbed the upscale vegan dinner menu and ordered pizza for delivery instead. Taking to Reddit, the distraught bride was crying in the bathroom as the events unfurled. Wrote that she and her husband spent nearly $15,000 to make the menu. It came after months of collaboration with a chef to create, this is in quotes, to create a gourmet 5-course meal that just happened to be vegan.
Well, that's what happens when you don't do what most people do with the wedding and ask people what they want to eat.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Its offerings included mushroom Wellington, truffle risotto, and roasted vegetable tarts, the 28-year-old added. This is a quote here. We deliberately didn't mention the food was vegan on the invitations because we wanted people to enjoy it without prejudice, close quote, she wrote. This is another quote. Every dish was designed to be delicious and satisfying, regardless of dietary preference. It goes on to say, however, not everyone was keen to go green, including the bride's 32-year-old brother, Tom. 20 minutes later, this is a quote here, 20 minutes later, I watched in horror as he and my cousins walked in carrying 20 large pizzas. They started distributing them to the guests, announcing, real food for anyone who wants it.
Looking like,
I'll take a slice.
Give me a slice, baby.
There's a quote here. I was mortified. The caterers looked so embarrassed, and several guests hadn't even tried our carefully planned menu yet. The furious bride then confronted Tom, who shared text his aunts had sent him, complaining that all the food is just vegetables. Naturally, Tom and the family couldn't let people go hungry at a wedding. Meanwhile, the bride admitted that the pizza completely upstaged our expensive gourmet meal, and people were taking photos and treating it like a joke. My mother-in-law posted on Facebook about how her son's wedding was saved by pizza because the bride wanted to force everyone to eat rabbit food. That is an entire quote. Then the evening ended with the bride bawling her eyes out in the bathroom, and her 30-year-old husband, who also keeps a plant-based diet, kicked out Tom and their cousins the pizza accomplices. This is the quote. This caused a scene, and now half the family is calling us stuck up and saying we ruined our own wedding by pushing our beliefs on everyone, the bride wrote. And this is another quote. They're saying that we should have warned them, people about the vegan menu. In the posted comments, folks online did not side with the newlyweds, particularly for weaponizing the element of surprise. And here's another quote. Be honest. You didn't tell anyone about the menu because you knew they wouldn't like it. Come if you did. One wrote. And then someone else said, is this why people have negative view of vegans?
Meat lovers don't go forcing steaks on folks.
Yeah,
all right?
We don't. We always have vegetable sides for you.
You know what I'm saying? Always. We don't go forcing a hot dog, a glizzy down a vegan's throat. No.
Glizzy vegan.
You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't do that. I don't understand. I mean, here's my thing. Weddings are already expensive as hell. Sometimes you got to get hair, nails, outfit, shoes, all these things done. And not to mention, sometimes two outfits, depending on if you're like a part of the wedding party. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a hotel if it's a destination thing. You got to fly there if it's a destination thing. Not to mention gas, depending on where it's at. There is a lot of money that people are spending to support your love. At the very least, you can feed them food they actually fucking want. And then the bride and the groom, because it's your wedding, you can literally have your entire tray for just you and your plant-based man.
You think motherfuckers got the palate for mushroom Wellington? like for real. I'm one that loves the culinary arts, you know, as any high-standing individual. But really, like, mushroom Wellington, bro? What was the tart she described?
I think it's like a roasted vegetable tart or some shit.
Vegetables? What?
I mean, here's my thing. All of that sound like side items to me.
Here's the thing. Wellington is pretty big. Like, you can make a Wellington pretty large. So I'm pretty sure that was probably one of the main things out of the course. Because it was five courses.
You can't convince me anything they had was a main course. I'm sorry. All of that sounds like a side course. It's like sides to me. I'm sorry.
Hey, you got pepperoni lovers? Here's the thing. Any real motherfucker would have made sure, slide me two peaches, put them to the side. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I hold them for later
for me. I will say that.
And I wouldn't have said nothing. Like, when he like, oh, wait, pizza! Like,
You're right. The brother was kind of a dick.
Because I know that text, that chat was crazy. I know that chat was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, yo, I'm about to go...
I'm with you on that. Yo, low-key, I will give her this. The brother was kind of a dick the way he did it. That was kind of fucked up. You know what I mean?
And he opened the floodgates for everybody else to do it, because when he did it, that shit wasn't checked immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
So when it was, like, tolerated, it just really gave the floodgates way open. You know what I'm saying? Let that floodgates open. And and everybody just started ODing on social media, of course, no less. Yeah.
See, you that's her fault for taking it to Reddit. Don't do that.
You know,
don't take your problems online, because when you do, you're going to hear the truth, whether you want to hear it or not.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck about your feelings if you asked us.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Mm. Because here's the thing. I don't know you. Lady, that was dumb.
That was real
dumb. You should have mentioned that it was going to be a vegan, all vegan thing, or at the very least, you should have had something for those who love their meat.
And she seemed like she's the only one in her family that's like that, or like she's one of the few.
I think it's just
she seemed like the vegan of the family.
Yeah, it's just the two of them.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So have your own side tray.
You know what I mean? Like, it's cool having a thing. It's cool having that as an option, mm-hmm. but also have the salmon, also have the chicken, you know, also have the beef, like have options for people. Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong inherently with the mushroom Wellington, but don't let that be the only option.
Yeah, bro. And if I can trick anybody into marrying and loving me, I'm going to make sure that at our wedding, which I would never marry a vegan. That's not going to happen. But I just can't do it.
I'm flexible.
I'm not. I want to eat steaks naked together on a Sunday morning. You hear me? Yeah. okay, that's not what I want. But actually, it is now, actually.
All right. We're eating tacos naked in the morning. I got my steak. She has your shrimp. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. I just feel like if you're going to do something like that, and like as I will make sure that the sides are bussing for anyone who's a vegetarian or a vegan or something. But that's the only thing that I'm going to cater to. If you're keto and all this other shit, you don't have to bring your own food. I don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
But there will be vegetables and meat.
Or like make a special request. Like, I've seen it go down many ways where people are accommodated with their particular dietary needs.
Oh, they're nicer than me.
You know what I mean?
Before you get there, I told you, it's going to be vegetables and meat.
That's one of the options. That is one of the options.
Yep, that's all. I'm sorry. I'm not doing all that. People have too many fucking, is there gluten in it? Yes, I don't want to tell you. Everything's in it. There's MSG in it. It's all there.
See, that's just because you don't got no dietary problems. That's because you ain't, you know, diabetic or nothing crazy.
Not yet. give me some time. Yo, Sprite has released a new flavor.
Ooh.
Let's talk about it next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, guys. So here's the thing. There are a lot of different food brands that we all love that just keep giving us random things. And random. Remember Oreos and Swedish Fish? What the fuck was that about?
First of all, Oreos, that's a whole separate universe of weird choices when it comes to their innards. And cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Some great, some not so great.
Also, the same with Snickers. They got Snickers brownies, Snickers with almonds, Snickers with cashews, white chocolate Snickers. Twix is doing a thing. They got the cookies and cream Twix. They got the
all right, Bubba. All right.
Yeah. Reese's is doing shit. It's a whole thing.
It is. Okay. It is. All right. And you can really do that with pretty much most candies, chips.
Yeah. Just add more sugar to it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you can do that with a lot of different food brands nowadays. Like, they tend to diversify their funds.
Oh, hell yeah.
Quite a bit.
But today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tell you about Sprite.
As long as this is a cranberry, then we're good.
If you are over 21, you're gonna love this. Absolute Vodka Sprite Watermelon.
Oh, first of all, it's like two different stacks on top of each other. Okay.
Sprite to release new watermelon flavored Absolute Vodka ready to drink cocktail. This is coming from you from the Instagram page at Mouth Attack, which is one of my favorites. All right, let me go ahead and read what they say here. It says Absolute Vodka and Sprite have teamed up once again to release a new ready-to-drink RTD flavor in the UK. Sorry.
UK exclusive.
I was going to say, because I hadn't read this yet, I was going to say, yeah, this feels a little racist. They know black folk love Sprite, and they know we love watermelon. This is
not smashing, mate.
I mean, they would have put Hennessy instead of Absolut Vodka. Yo, I would have bought the fuck out of this. I ain't going to hold you. What? I know. It goes on to say, Absolut Vodka and Sprite Watermelon, that is launching April 1st, 2025, so it's already happened, and it's going to be a 250-milliliter canned cocktail.
This is real?
Yeah, which features 5% ABV and blends Absolut's premium vodka with Sprite's citrus profile and a refreshing watermelon twist. Now, this is distributed by Coca-Cola, Euro-Pacific partners, and the new flavor is now available wherever 21-plus CCEP products are sold. I don't know what the fuck that means. That must be like a Euro thing. Let me know if you're from Europe what that means, CCEP. I don't feel like looking it up. All right, so with suggested retail price of £2.30, what is cents for Europe, for the UK?
I think it's cents. I'm not sure. I'm sure I'm wrong.
It's £2.30. Stupid Americans. The launch is backed by a nationwide summer campaign that aims to tap into the growing demand for bold flavored RTDs.
That is bold. That is quite a bold choice they made. It's hopefully it paid off.
All of our UK listeners, I need you guys to go out there. I need you to try this and let me know how you like it, because I ain't gonna hold you. I would try this. This would definitely be like an I'll try that.
Oh yeah, I would definitely give this a shot.
I'm not a vodka person. I really do not like vodka. Not a fan of it at all. College years, you know what I mean? It's one of the cheaper boozes you can buy. So I'm not a fan of it. I'm more of a dark liquor, and if I have to do white, it's going to be tequila or rum. Mm-hmm. You know, vodka is not. No, good.
I'll even do you one more. Not only would I try this, I would want to try the slushy version of this.
I'm not surprised at that at all. Actually, why did you say that? Like, I didn't know you wouldn't say that.
That was more so for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he loves a good slush. He loves a good slush. If there's one thing you can take from this episode, it's he loves a good slush. How did you know I was going to say that? Besties. Professionally silly life rules, get your slush on. Shout out to the listeners, and because you guys, obviously, you're fucking titties, and I love your faces, but most of all the ears that are attached to them, because you use those every week to listen to me. Thank you.
And your eyes to now view us.
Oh, there you go. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you are using or listening to. And if you're watching on YouTube, click that thumbs up button and make sure you are subscribed. Turn on those post notifications because you don't want to miss the next one. We are going to be posting the videos every Friday. And so far, we've been able to. Notice I didn't give you a time frame. It goes up on Friday. If your post notifications are on, you'll be
Friday.
You'll be made aware.
Friday.
Friday. Same as a podcast, Friday. Sometime before midnight.
Within
that realm.
Whatever consumes of Friday consists of that, that's when it'll come out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Make sure you guys leave some 5-star and written reviews if you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Amazon Music. All of these platforms are very important for you guys to leave 5-star ratings, because that's literally the only way that any podcast can grow, not just mine. So this is your first time listening. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I hope you decide to join in on the silly the next time we are on air. Want to tell a friend, maybe?
Maybe.
You want to tell your neighbor about my podcast? You want to tell your coworker about my podcast, my little podcast here? All right, want to tell them about how DJ Hate Cousin loves a good slushie? That is a Family Guy reference. If you know, you know. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and of course the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Join in on the silly there as well. And if you want to get to know us in a more sociable level, hit us up on our social medias. All that is down below in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast, and in the description box if you're listening. If you're watching on YouTube, you can follow our Instagrams, our TikToks, and all those things can be found down below. Not to mention my P.O. Box, which is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Oh, and by the way, one of you sent me something, and I'm going to be opening it soon. There's going to be an unboxing and a taste testing and all that good stuff. But one of you has a lovely coffee business, and we're going to check things out. So make sure you actually follow me on my socials so you can actually catch that video when it goes up. Well, I guess that's it. Once again, it's your Audible boot thing and
your Audible side piece.
Yeah, he's
DJ
on those
Hey Cousin.
Ones and twos, baby.
Yes, Ficky Ficky.
Ficky Ficky Ficky. DJ Hey Cousin on the verbal ones and twos. I have to shout you out again.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. See, like you didn't deserve it, but I felt like doing it.
Oh, no, I always deserve it. You know, it's whether you just want to, you know, put the effort in.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, see, okay. Well, that's a whole different thing then.
Yeah, for that moment. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. And I'll leave you with this. DJ Hey Cousin loves him some slushy.
I do, I do, I do. Ooh.
Okay, bye. Balance two academics, athletics, to balance two, the emotionally distraught bride whose missive was deployed while, what is a missive?
Wait, where are you at?
Right here. Anyways, the distraught bride, moving on. The emotionally distraught bride was deployed while crying in the bathroom. Oh, wait, let me do that again. Damn it. Fucking ads. That was insane, everything you said. Came out of nowhere and very quickly.
Yeah, thanks.
That was a weird whatever the fuck that was. Oh, stop recording.